It is amazing to me that ever since we've been coming to download, always raining, always drizzly, miserable, mud-filled, 60,000 people out there don't care. It's amazing. And they're happy. They're not complaining. We've been in the middle of a set where the heavens compete with us in the amount of lightning and thunder and all that stuff. The Brits are amazing.
Does it put you in a bad mood? You think, no. Come on, guys, let's dig in.
That's right. You work harder for it because you want nothing to compete with you. It's like you don't let anybody compete. Because what you do if you're an animal and you're coming out of the jungle, you pee on the ground and you claim your territory. You have to do that.
Is that the problem with some of the newer bands today? They give up too easy. No one wants to be rock stars anymore.
No, it's really not that. I blame, this is going to break your hearts, and maybe it certainly breaks mine. I blame the fans.
Okay.
Because the fans have decided en masse, in other words, the masses have decided that they should get free music, download, file share. And you're not hurting Kiss. We've been around a long time, and we make a good living. You're killing the next Elvis and the Beatles and the next Kiss or the next whoever because you have to give your music away for free. And who did that? Big corporate entities? No, they didn't do that. Actually, big corporate entities, record companies, gave bands money that they never had to pay back, ever. If the band failed and the records were a complete disaster, the advance money was all theirs. What other business would give you that? If you go to a bank and they give you $1 million... and your business goes under, they don't care it failed. They want their money back. Mm. Record companies were a gift from heaven. Yeah, they're greedy, they're this, but they want to make money just like you do. But they gave you money, millions. And if it wasn't for record companies, there'd be no Sex Pistols, or there'd be no punk, there'd be no nothing. There would be punk, but it would be in a small club. It would never become huge.
Does the music industry today disillusion stroke disappoint you?
It's not the industry, it's the fans.
The fans, then. Do they disillusion stroke disappoint you?
It's disappointing because they would prefer not to support a new band. Remember, it doesn't affect us. It affects the next great band who won't have a chance. Why? Because the talent isn't out there? It sure is. The fans killed it. They killed the infrastructure. Imagine England existing without the value of the pound if things were free. You would have chaos.
From Kiss's point of view, you've got to keep flying the flag for the old-school values.
It's not old-school values, it's...
Values.
The work ethic. Yes, yeah. It's values. The least you could do is to go up there and not use tapes and not use backing tracks and give people a show. That's the least you could do. Shame on all the bands that use backing tracks. They are an abomination. At least have the balls to get up there and say, we're the number one band in the world. Just want you to know because we care about our fans. We believe in honesty. Only 50% of the music you're hearing is live. Everything else is taped. Just tell them. Don't lie to your fans.